It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh my gosh, DZ, we made it to Friday.
Whippa.
We made it, and that's really the little victory. I mean, it's Friday. People are still cleaning out from Floodmageddon, and we're trying our best to move on and have a better weekend than we did last weekend. How's that
ding,
sound?
Ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
It was a traumatic weekend for everybody last weekend. We're going to try to have a better weekend. That's our little victory.
I saw that there was a pike swimming through Brookfield Hills yesterday.
Huh?
That's a golf course.
Like a fish?
On the street. Not like in a pond. Over by like Seven Brew Coffee and like that Summit Credit Union over there.
That's right by Brookfield Square. It's right by my house.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
You heard what I said. Anyway.
I pass that place. It's a coffee place. I pass it all the time. It's right off of 94. Weird.
Pike in the road.
Yeah, right. Was that a stunt? Come on.
I'll show you the footage.
No way. Oh my gosh. Yeah, right by Champs.
But anyway, we are still recovering,
okay.
And it's good. It's good.
We're recovering, and little victories on a Friday is that it's only up from here, you guys.
That part.
It's only up from here. We have a brand new show. I did see my doctor. I may talk a little bit about it. What happened yesterday, because I actually finally got some answers.
Good.
We have our last chance at 21 Pilots tickets.
21 Pilots.
A new Dumpster Fire dating.
It's Friday. Ooh, it's Friday.
I know. There's a lot happening. So hold on. It's going to be a hell of a show. 103.7. Kiss FM. I screwed something up, my bad. But it's Friday. What?
Manuel!
Sorry, 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. We just went back to the kitchen to get water, DZ and I. We of course we're moving a little slow because DZ's he's got, you know, it's Friday and he's caneless now.
Gimping and limping because it's the end of the week, you know.
And we walked right in the studio and that song had about 20 seconds left and we were like, well, guess we're going on.
You ready?
So good morning, everyone. 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's so like us to just be like, are you ready to go on? Bet. Let's keep talking.
It is
off air. Up to the final minuscule, tiniest bit of second.
We don't know when to stop, that's for sure. Well,
that's why we're on radio.
That's why we're on the radio is right. Well, it's going to be a great show today. Another update I did actually go to my doctor yesterday, and I feel a lot better now that I saw my doctor because I feel like I have some answers that make sense.
Good.
So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today as to why I was in the hospital. We're going to do Dumpster Fire dating. We're going to give away another pair of tickets to 21 Pilots.
Another.
And let's not forget online.
What?
I didn't even bring up. Don't we have two prizes online this week?
Oh, yeah.
I only talked about tacos and tequila.
Well, it's a good prize.
That's an amazing prize. We have tickets. If you go to our website, we also have Lil Wayne tickets.
We the F, baby.
So 1037kissfm.com, right there on the front page, you can see there's a place to enter to win those Lil Wayne tickets and those tacos and tequila festival tickets. So two great prizes that'll be up there until Sunday, and you can go enter every day.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you could technically win both.
You could.
Both.
We do not punish people. We used to have this rule at the radio station where you could only win once every 30 days.
Which, that's not cool.
And then one day our boss said, why are we punishing people for listening? Like, facts. If they want to listen every day and try to win, let them try to win.
Do it.
And we changed our rules and it's been great. And now you can win as much as you want, as you should.
I think
We're not going to punish you for listening.
For being
the whole
a G?
Point.
For being a number one? For being you know what I'm saying? For being our A1?
Exactly. All right. So the question of the day, I really want to bring up because one of my friends asked me a question when we were at the Wisconsin State Fair 2 weeks ago.
Big ups.
Pre-flood.
Are they less flooded now?
I hope so. Were you in here when someone was telling me why the Wisconsin State Fair floods? Because it's like on a floodplain or something? Well, I didn't know that. I was like, oh, interesting.
You know.
Makes sense.
Those tunnels are dual purpose.
Makes sense. But one of our friends came up to me and when we were at NEO at the Wisconsin State Fair and asked me a very wild question.
I mean, people ask wild questions when you're out on a show and you're hanging out, they're chilling.
So I think that may turn into our question of the day today.
Today? Right now?
It involves basically who you would call in a bind.
Oh, in a pickle,
maybe,
if you will.
You know what? We're just going to talk about who you'd call for help, period. How's that?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Who you picking to help you hide a body? Okay, hold on. That's not the way she asked it, though.
Un momento. A moment. Whoa. Huh?
That's not the way she asked it. But we were at the Wisconsin State Fair, and my friend Callie was asking me, she goes, so I have a question. If you had to pick which friend would tell you the truth, which friend would help you hide a body, and I think the third one was something like who would pick you up if you got arrested or something. I don't, it was something like that, okay? And she looked right at me, and I said, stop. And I grabbed your friends, your very good friends who were in the suite with us, and I pulled them over, and I said, well, I already know what everybody's going to say. Who would you help hide a body? And we all turned and looked at you and pointed at DZ all at the same time.
And I wasn't even in a conversation.
You weren't even there. I called your friends. I said, I know who we're all going to say. And we all went, we nodded. We said, yep.
So there was a silent agreement about me grabbing a shovel?
Yes.
How? What about my energy gives that off?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
And why are y'all not wrong?
I knew it'd be you. And Callie was like, really? I'm like, without a doubt, I'm calling DZ. He will keep the... Oh, he's the only one that'll keep the secret. I'm telling you, man.
I'm a helpful friend.
He's the only one.
I'm a useful friend at
he's
that.
He's the only one that's not going to tell anybody.
I'm strong. I'm loyal.
Honest
man,
to God.
Where's the body?
So, I don't know. That's just where you landed. So after this past week, how like I had to call and ask for help, and I asked my neighbor for help, I really do want to say, who are you going to call and ask for help like in a bind? And let's even take it as far as maybe you're... We don't really... That's not funny. We don't really want to hide body.
Jokes.
It's a joke. But who are you going to call
in the worst of worst situations
where they're not going to judge you, they're going to show up and they're going to do whatever you need and you're going to move on and never talk about it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that person for you? Because DZ, I'm not kidding, I think it's you right now in my life. I
don't flex
on honest
them.
To God, you're the one that would keep my secrets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it isn't like about keeping
and
secrets.
I don't have secrets to keep, but you know what I'm saying?
It's about being the least judgmental
and
in whatever situation you're going through and the one that you can go, I need XYZ, and somehow you magically know I can make it
you
happen.
You can make it happen.
I can make it
happen.
I can make
guy.
ABC or XYZ happen, and I've been that guy in a few different realms. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're the least judgmental. That's a great way to put it. Yes, that's a great way to put it.
I can be the guy.
Who are you calling in a bind then? So if you're my guy, I'm not going to be offended when you don't say me, but who are you seriously calling to help you do this?
I can't tell you who my guy is.
You're saying I screwed up by telling everybody. Dang it.
If I'm the guy, I can't tell you who my guy is. I'm the guy.
Say less. All right.
End of line.
Okay, you know what? When you're right, you're right. Let's go to the phones. I love this question. Who are you calling to help you? Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Luke from O'Connell.
Is it day four for you, bro?
Luke's on fire.
I mean, it should be like day five or six or seven.
You wish.
Yeah. Man,
slow down.
I ain't get the Venmo.
Nope. Luke, who are you calling to help you hide a body or when you're in a bind? Seriously, who is that person in your life?
Worst to worst, no judgments. Who are you hitting up?
Right now, the person that I would be calling would be my number one, my wife, Caitlin.
Okay.
My man.
And she's the one. You would trust her with anything. She wouldn't judge you. Nothing. You'd call her.
And then I heard that you guys said friend, so I said, okay, well, if they don't
thing.
Let me choose a spouse, I was like, well, then I'm going to give a huge shout-out to my boy, Hank, that works for John's Disposal. He's been a good friend of mine for the past, like, 6 years.
You can't say where he works. Luke!
And he has a truck. He has a dump. He's a garbage truck. Of course he's the guy you call.
Luke, protocol, man.
No wonder you're calling the John's Disposal guy.
Luke, you just gave the guy, man.
And he's busy this week. Have you seen the flood cleanup? He doesn't have time if he works for John's this week.
Hank's my guy also.
He's been very busy this week.
Understatement.
He'd be my go-to.
I've never seen more trash trucks in my life this week.
I'm
honest to God.
You,
I'm like, hey, boys! No, hey, girls!
Big ups all the Hanks out there right now, for
there's
real.
A lot of them out there.
All right, Luke.
Well, so Luke, I think picking your wife counts. You can pick your wife. It doesn't have to.
Okay.
That's okay.
Of course.
I want you to know that.
It's ride or die for a reason, right?
Yeah, 100%.
She is my ride or die.
Made a legal commitment to hold you down regardless.
And DZ didn't say it wasn't his wife when he said who his guy is. He didn't say it wasn't the wife. He just said he wasn't saying.
Aaron's going to be, man.
See, now you're saying name. Luke.
She's going to be so mad at you.
Man, Luke, hang the phone up, man.
You talk too much,
you're talking too much. much,
talk
man.
Too much. Well,
you better hope you get day five, bro. You out here giving all the sauce, bro. Bye, Luke.
All right,
man.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love.
Love
peace,
you.
Man.
Daryl and Racine texted in 414-533-1037. He said, "I'd call my daughter. She would show no questions asked."
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
For real. I'll give you one of my guys.
Okay.
My little sister.
Oh,
Angelica. And I'll
really?
Say her full government.
Your little sister is one of...
She's one of them.
I only know her as your little sister, but now I know she's one of the people to call. Say less.
She's a silent assassin. Let's just say that.
She is very quiet. She's always like, hi, and that's all.
You don't see her coming, but when she's there, you're like, dang, son. Okay.
Really?
All right, G. I spell her name G-I-E, not Angie. I don't call her Angelica. I call her G for a reason.
She's a real one.
She's a real one.
Oh,
solid.
Now ten I want to see your sister in action.
10 toes sometimes now- feels like she got 11.
Really?
She's like that.
Damn, I love a strong woman.
She's like that, and she don't got to say much about it. She's like that.
That's nice. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Who are you calling in a binder to hide the body? That's what we're saying. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I didn't start the question. My friend Callie did at the Wisconsin State Fair, DZ.
Question. I wasn't a part of this conversation.
But if you missed it, she came up and she goes, okay. And she asked me like who I would call if I got arrested, who I would call if I wanted to hide a body, and who I would call to tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately said DZ is who I would call because absolutely. And your friends agreed with me. I'd call you to hide a body.
Big ups,
hopefully
Target Angelo
to,
and Nursery,
but...
man. Big ups.
Angelo agreed. He was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, it's DZ. Don't even ask.
I mean.
And Callie kept going, really? And we just were like, yeah. And we walked away. Like, we don't even need to talk about it.
Go ask him now. Go ask him yourself. Go ask him right now.
So you said you won't say who your guy is, which
is
hysterical, which is why you're my guy.
I'm bound by blood, baby. jokes. This is jokes.
Go to Zach in Pewaukee. We'll start with him first. Hi, Zach.
Hello.
Hi. So who are you calling to help you hide the body?
The person I would call would be my best friend, Kent. Yeah, it would take him like 2 hours to get to me, but...
Wait, Kent? A guy with the name Kent?
Like Clark Kent?
I don't know if I'd call a guy named Kent to help me, but that sounds very...
That's his last name.
Say less.
I told you, Clark Kent.
You're
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Superman, alias.
You can't say the first name.
His first name's Rob.
Man, y'all are the worst gatekeepers ever.
Worst.
We ask y'all to snitch and y'all just straight go for it.
He said, oh, first name? Rob.
No jokes, man. Shout out Kent.
Date of birth?
You need his address?
Don't answer that.
Don't give all that up.
It's 2 hours southwest directly.
Oh, man. But is he just a very trustworthy, non-judgmental person? Like, that's what DZ said makes a good person. Is that what it is?
He's been my best friend since actually freshman year in high school. And recently when I got into a car accident at the beginning of the year, he was the first person I called. At 2:30 in the morning, and he picked up.
These are basically the same question could go for who should be your emergency contact. Really.
Who's your ride
really,
or die? Who's
that
your ride
be,
or die?
Yeah, that should really be the question.
This is
absolutely.
What it is.
Mm-hmm.
It don't only got to be die. They could just ride.
100%. Or follow. Whatever.
Whatever we got to do,
whatever
man.
Whatever we got to do.
You know, or just.
Hey, Zach, thanks for calling. Tell Kent we said what up.
Tell him what's up. What up?
All right, I will. I hope you guys have a good day.
You too, man.
You
peace.
Too.
Much love, dog.
All right, pull up Bryce quick. I want to talk to Bryce.
Bryce
and Racine.
Big Bryce.
What up, party people?
Oh,
it's the DC King in the house.
Good morning, Bryce.
I just have to say before we get on with the show.
Oh, yes.
This is the DC King. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Woo! Well, the good news is Roger's up right after you. He's going to be loving this.
You know what I'm saying?
Bryce.
And now we know you love Roger.
Who's your ride or die? Who are you calling for help?
What's
Come
up?
On.
What's up?
My cousin Kim.
Ooh,
oh, it's
calling
a female.
The cousin.
Yes, yeah. Girl.
And why is it Kim?
Because she is, like, really tall. Well, not that tall, but, like, you know what I mean? And, like, she don't play around. She'll help.
She can get the ooh.
She can kick somebody's, you know.
She don't play around.
Yeah.
Non-judgmental.
And I have a question. After Roger's done talking, can we somehow talk on air, off air?
Of
so
course, Bryce.
Oh, Bryce,
you hold
on.
Yeah. We're going to pull up Roger. Don't go anywhere. Hold on, Bryce. Love you. Hold on.
Yeah, right?
Bryce is awesome. He calls us every single day.
That's the homie.
We had him on the show. It was amazing. All right. Let's go to Roger in Milwaukee
Are
now.
We ready for who Roger? Are we ready for Roger?
I don't know if we're ready, but I want him. He was a garbage man. If this guy doesn't have the answer for us, I don't know who does.
Roger is the guy. We got the guy calling.
Roger!
Yo, good morning. Allie, Deasy, Milwaukee, Mequon, Menominee Falls, Germantown.
Woo!
And a big, Big shout out to DZ's queen, Erin. Happy belated birthday, queen.
Hey.
And a big shout out to my boy, Bryce. What's up? I love it.
B. Rice.
It's your boy, the R-O-T-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
I don't know how you guys got me to do shout outs on the show somehow through this way, but you figured
it
out,
energy, man.
He
got every county, everybody.
Roger, that was phenomenal. Your intro gets better and better every day, let me tell you.
It was
what.
Phenomenal falls, bro. I
stand up. Stand up.
That's a new name. All right, Roger. You heard Bryce. He wanted to say hi.
Yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. What's up, Bryce?
And
good morning.
Roger, you really were a garbage man in Milwaukee for years.
No
You're
joke.
Now retired, so you know where everything's hidden. Seriously.
Roger been in your backyard.
36 years.
Not long enough.
Woo-wee. Roger been in your house like that, yeah.
Oh, my.
No doubt.
So,
My go-to is barbershop boys. Marco, Merv, and Vonnie. Ooh. They ain't gonna say nothing.
Those names sound
you
just
got the
like
three
the guys
stooge.
Yeah, there's three of them.
I told you guys before, I got a team of people behind me.
I know that's right.
I can't lose. I can't lose.
Ooh, man.
Roger.
You can't. You can't.
Man, we adding you to our list. Add us to your list. Dude, we got a team behind us.
Yes, we do.
Add it. I'm a part of y'all team. I'm at it.
That part. That part.
Well,
for
Roger,
sure.
We love you. Thank you for calling. Don't
Yo,
hang, don't hang up.
Yo, have a great Friday. Everybody stand up.
Woo!
I love you. I love the city. See ya.
Peace. Oh,
Roger. He's so good.
Dude,
people are texting in, and they're saying things. Oh, Ebony texted in. She's so funny. She said, the way I almost beat up that chick in the bar for you, call me Allie.
Ebony? We don't say
Wait,
all the names.
Ebony, I'm sorry. You are one of my ride or dies.
You
I
know.
Apologize because, yes, Ebony was going to. I was not worried with Ebony by my side.
You feel me? It's one of them ones.
And say, I hope same to her.
Did I not at one point in the night say she got Angie energy?
Ebony, Ebony has your sister's energy. Oh!
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So you can always email DZ. It's just DZ at 1037kissfm.com or at odyssey.com. And if you got a problem or just, sometimes we get them randomly. And
people
they're like,
spell Odyssey?
Yeah, you're right. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
1037kissfm.com.
Anyway, fine. You get these submissions.
Let me stop.
And you can send them on social media, too.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you anonymous if you want. But today, somebody wants to know how to help their brother see that he's wrong.
They wrote it a little more colorfully than that.
Oh.
Says, how do I help my brother see he's becoming a P.O.?
A P.O.?
Yeah,
a P.O.? What's a parole officer?
No. A piece of...
Oh,
yeah,
he's becoming...
He's not being a nice person.
Oh, no, let's hear it.
Listen, Allie and DZ, so I'm 21 years old, still living at home, and I have a 17-year-old brother, and I think he's seriously turning into a real piece.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents don't seem to notice, but I definitely do. He's so rude to my mom, yelling at her for no reason. Every time I've met one of his girl classmates, they tell me that he's generally pretty mean to all the girls in class.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty concerning. Plus, the way he talks at home, it's clear he's got different morals than the rest of our family.
Mm.
Now, don't get me wrong, he's a good kid at his core, I promise. He's from a good environment with strong family support, friends, and he comes from a nice neighborhood. He doesn't worry about things in life. I believe that it's social media negatively impacting him, and since our parents won't intervene, I feel like I'm responsible for his development.
Mm.
How can I help my brother realize he's wrong?
Mm. You're not the parent. All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or call that number. DZ, what do you think?
You're not the parent.
You're not the parent.
But in a lot of cases...
Trying to parent.
You old enough, and I was 17, 18, 19, 20, 20 mm-hmm. 4 years. 4 years. 4 year difference.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you are considered old enough to be a legal guardian. And I'd consider myself responsible for my siblings as well, as far as their development, who they are, the character that they hold. I'm not.
That's interesting, because I'm being the baby. I never think about that.
But we reflect each other as family,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the way we're raised.
Mm-hmm.
And if my sibling is out here wilding, I feel like at some point I do have to step in.
For sure.
And this is where the big brother in me comes into play and goes, we don't do that.
You brought me back around when you said, you would say something if your sibling was acting out of, all right.
You know, they're young. They're still developing.
Yeah.
And there's this, like, I don't even know what to call it. There's like this this misogynistic talk, almost like they're, you know, the man side of Instagram.
Of course, that toxic masculinity.
The toxic talk, if you will, where it really does layer in like the Tates of the world that'll just speak negativity and spew this alpha male, and I say air quote alpha male mentality.
Yep.
And it's somehow fed into the algorithm to these young, really impressionable. 13, 14, 15 to 17, 18 year old kids that soon to be adults can get what's the word? Indoctrinated. They can get indoctrinated with like this weird information.
Well, it's taking everything in me not to say the things that people in power have said about women, and shocking that there's a toxic side of men on men when it comes to look at the leadership.
I mean, but there's a toxic to both sides, right? Like you gotta find your way to navigate. And maybe getting rid of social media isn't an option. Buddy's 17 years old. What are you going to tell him? You can't make the parents do nothing. You can't parent the parent. That's one thing you can't do.
No.
You're not going to like my advice.
What's your advice?
She's got to be mean to him. Sibling. As a sibling.
Okay. Do you mean?
She almost got to layer it on, right? She's got to put on an act, and she's got to become a mirror.
I don't know why she has to get involved at all.
Because she feels responsible.
She's a sibling.
A sibling, and she's older at that. So she's going, I'm not going to have you out here, you know, looking crazy for these ladies when she's a lady. She's also holding the women down, going, you ain't gonna treat women like that, Poppy.
True. You know what? Yeah, you brought me back around.
Reflect. Maybe show him
you're
a mirror.
You're not being a good dude.
And besides showing or telling him, you're gonna show him by behaving the way he's behaving towards other people in his face. And when he goes, why are you treating me like that? You go, you don't like that.
You know, and learning how to treat people sometimes, unfortunately, is trial and error with the relationships. I mean, I think about being young and in love, and I was not that nice to some of the guys I dated, but that was just young, immature, nobody to guide you, no one to lead you.
He is 17.
And then I also let guys treat me like crap when I shouldn't have. So it goes both ways,
genuinely
you have to
does.
Have someone in there to help lead that, or you have to learn your lesson, you know, from examples.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't. I had to let people treat me like crap before I stopped letting people treat me like crap. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? Of course it makes sense.
So I mean,
we didn't grow up with social media.
No, we didn't.
I think this plays a huge part into some of these roles that these kids are really invoking in life and taking these morals on that are outside the family values of how you're being raised. Because if he's got a good environment, he really doesn't have a reason to be acting like this.
You're right. And she can be a good example. Okay. All right. 414-533-1037. The phones are going crazy. Hector just texted in on the text line. What did he say? He said, great word, DZ. Correct. She isn't the parent, so she can give him harsh love. Agree with you 100%, DZ. Your boy, Hector.
She don't gotta coddle him. She's not the parent.
We're gonna talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? On Kiss FM.
So the problem today is her younger brother's turning into a real not good guy, and she's trying to regulate on him. He's 17, she's in her 20s, and she's trying to step in.
She's called him a piece of work, if you will. He's becoming a piece of work with the women.
Well, Steph's in Kenosha, and she has a younger brother, so she wanted to chime in today. Hey, Steph.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Tell us how to get men to treat women correctly.
Right? Help a young man.
Yeah, what's your advice?
He doesn't come from a bad environment.
So I kind of went through a similar situation. My little brother was 17. I was in my 20s. Our mom was sick and then ended up passing away. But, like, through that whole time,
it changed
he changed. And, you know, obviously for reasons.
Right. Trauma will change you. Losing a parent will change you.
Because I'm the only girl in the family, other than my mom, I felt like it was my duty to, like, step in and play that role.
That part.
And that's
tough. So basically, like, he was treating my dad like crap. And I was like, no, you can't do that.
Good.
And I kind of, like, I took it too far because I ended up having, because he, like, was getting physical, basically, with me.
Oh, no.
And
oh, it was bad.
Oh, he was trying to man up.
I ended up calling the cops on him to try to teach him a lesson or whatever. And I ended up, like, getting the the charges dropped or whatever for domestic, whatever it was.
Sure.
Because I wrote the judge a letter telling him, you know, what was going on, the situation, and why I did what I did.
He lost his mother. He's going through grief. Right. It's not okay what he did, but this is an explanation for why.
He only ended up having to do, like, anger management or whatever out of it, and all the charges were dropped.
Well, good. That's helpful.
Like, we stopped talking for 7 years.
Wow.
He wouldn't talk to me for 7 years. And now, though, we're older now, you know, like, I'm 39 now, and he's 30-something, whatever. Yeah. I'm not doing the math right now.
No, you're good.
He and I have a great relationship now. We have built our relationship back up. Now we're closer than ever, and, like, I wouldn't change what I did, but, like, I would change the way that the outcome was. So maybe, you know,
What would you have changed outcome-wise that you didn't talk for 7 years?
Right.
I mean, that wasn't on my part. That was on his part.
Well, he was angry and he couldn't get out of his feelings.
Or maybe how it was handled immediately after the charges were dropped, you mean? You know, wish you guys would have talked a little sooner.
Yeah.
I think the major thing was is how hurt he was by it. And
But hold on.
And feeling betrayed by somebody that he really trusted in. You know what I mean? So I think that.
And he was going through a mental health crisis at the end of the day because he was going through the grief. But it doesn't make it okay that he's attacking people and doing all that. I'm glad they made him go to anger management. And I'm glad he got some of that treatment he needed because he was dealing with grief, it sounds like.
That's right.
And I mean, he lost his mom and you lost your mom. You're trying. Right. To do the right thing. Like, everybody's in crisis in that moment. So you did the best you could in the moment. And you really remind me of when I was in high school. My grandmother got killed in a car accident. I've told this story a few times. And I remember I was 17 when it happened. And my mom lost her mom in a car accident. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, three women died in this car accident. It was horrible. And I was being really mean to my mom. I'll never forget it. And I remember my older sister, Penny, who was in her 20s.
A little older, a little mature.
Called me and said, Allison, your mom just lost her mom.
Right.
And it wasn't till that moment that I realized it was grief coming out. I was angry.
Right.
I was, I didn't know, I was 17.
And you're young.
And I was young and I was angry. So I was taking it out on everybody that I had lost someone instead of actually appropriately, you know, dealing with this. And so you remind me of this so much. I did not hurt anyone, but.
That explains that. Yeah. That explains, you know, Steph's brother's situation, lost grief.
He lost his mother.
That doesn't explain this when you're a good kid from a good home with strong family, friends, a nice neighborhood, and nothing to worry about in life. Why are you treating people poorly? So the 21-year-old sister's going, how do I help? What's the advice, Steph?
Oh, fair enough. I guess we went too far off there.
Yeah, a little bit.
We're like, wait, this guy has nothing.
I would give him like a reality check. Like, look, listen, like, basically just have a heart-to-heart with him. Mm. Have a heart-to-heart and be like, hey, what if we didn't have our parents? Like, just from this perspective of me, you know, losing a parent so young myself, and like, that would be my advice. It's like, hey, like, look, we're not going to have them someday.
Mm-hmm. So
you need to appreciate what you have right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I would just have a heart-to-heart and be like, hey, look, I'm not coming at you. I understand that you're in a weird place in your life and, like, you're trying to grow into somebody, you know, and you're trying to find yourself, but this isn't the answer.
This ain't the one.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to be attacking people that we love and care about
us. Steph, I'll meet you at Starbucks in 5 minutes. You and I have a lot to talk about. I'll meet you at Starbucks in 5 minutes.
Girl,
we're not done here. I'll call you later. No.
We appreciate you, though, Steph, for real.
Steph, thanks for calling, seriously, and sharing
your
perspective.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Back. You too. Bye.
That was really interesting. I understood totally what she was saying, without a doubt, obviously, and I had my own experiences with that, but you're right, DZ. This guy didn't go through anything.
He hasn't gone through loss, and this isn't part of the conversation.
It's a different convo.
But this is a different conversation. Mm-hmm. She said, got a good family, great home. This kid is good.
Well, then let's go to Dios Mar, day 3, calling in, trying to get a theme song.
Where about me?
Hi.
You know what? Let's do this cut and drag. Coming from a former POS.
Bad guy.
Be honest. Yeah, former piece of work.
Tell us.
Yes. DZ was right. They need to show him a mirror.
Ah. Does that work?
Show him a mirror. Yes, it works for me. Let me tell you.
Really?
Match energies. You have to match energies. He's being a POS. Be a POS right back. Why are you doing this
to
me?
Do it to him what he's done to others. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like that's so childish. Like, I that's like playing games.
No, it's called matching energy.
It's called matching.
This is not part of social media. I'm sorry.
This is real life.
Yeah.
Sorry. Soft parenting.
For real.
Yeah, soft parenting.
Soft parenting.
Would your mom have taken this crap?
Nope. I would have got. I got backhanded for less, man.
Yeah.
No kidding. This is so. Every time a parent puts a child in timeout, that child is plotting against that parent.
He's not wrong. I mean, a little bit.
I mean, why?
But when the parents aren't going to parent, you don't have to parent. You just have to be a mirror and a reflection. And as a sibling, you almost get that pass. Mm-hmm. You get that pass to be that poke in the side, not hit him, but be like, hey, dummy, you're messing up.
Yeah, hey, stupid.
Hey, stupid.
You can.
That's the thing.
Well, that's the thing, Diosmar and DZ. Yeah, it's like siblings. Mm-hmm. Only you can go after your siblings. Nobody else can.
Nobody else. Not even parents.
Yeah, same thing. Like, I will destroy my sister, but if you come for her, it's on. So it's a similar situation. I mean, it's the same thing. That's how it should be with siblings.
Hold that mirror for
me. In my case, it was my mother that showed me the mirror. That was not good.
I love your mom.
It was not good.
Yeah. I love your mama.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling.
You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Much love. Appreciate you, dog.
Bye. Dude, let Owen or Hudson treat a woman or a man, anyone bad. It's on.
I'll keep a mirror in my pocket.
Thank you, DZ.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 DZ. Today is awesome because we have audio for Am I the Jerk.
Oh, yeah.
That you got when you were out and about at the surprise Machine Gun Kelly show on Wednesday, didn't you?
Over at Shane Call, yeah.
You sent me this video. I was dying because Megan says it with her chest. Megan from the South Side. You're going to hear all this, guys. She wanted to know if she was the jerk for leaving her boyfriend.
In Chicago.
Oh, girl.
Not just leaving her, but no, she girl. Left him in another state away to come to the MGK show. And, I mean, Lord have mercy. I overheard a little bit and I went, huh? And she went, oh, I got an Am I the Jerk for you, DZ. Listen to this.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Megan. I'll be the judge.
She says she got an Am I the Jerk for us. What you say, Megan?
Me and my boyfriend work in Chicago and he's working at O'Hare Airport. And I left him with no ride home to try to get in the MGK concert. Am I the jerk or not?
Or no? Do you need to be anonymous?
No, let it be known. Megan Bellingham, baby, Milwaukee all day, Southside.
She said, no, baby. Megan,
let it be known.
Southside. Oh, my God. She's funny. Okay, so she said it with her chest.
Yeah.
Megan, what the hell? You left your boyfriend, though, in Chicago? Why, dude?
So they both work at the airport, mm-hmm. right?
At O'Hare. So they go together. They carpool, whatever.
They commute together. And when the opportunity arose for her to dip on him for an MGK show, she ain't even bat an eyelash. She hit it and went, all right, you'll figure your way out home, right? Right? Right?
I think she's a jerk for leaving him, don't you? Come on. You left your boyfriend in Chicago? Like,
okay.
I'm not saying we need him. I'm just saying if it were reversed.
Okay. I hear you. But hear me out.
Okay.
Possibly, how many times are you going to get a chance to see a secret show like that? I mean,
fair.
Shank Hall,
and I
small,
will say, Machine
intimate.
Gun Kelly, whether you're a fan or not, is an A-lister, okay?
He's very famous right now,
so period. But
he's been around so long, his drummer has fans.
Fair enough.
You feel me?
Fair enough.
People be like, Rook, what up?
They know their names.
He's transcended some of the times, and he's moved up in the world.
They shorten his name, and people know what it means. When they say MGK, a lot of people know what that means. That's impressive.
Not everybody, but
a lot of people know.
He doesn't even like being called Machine Gun anymore.
Yeah.
But I digress. Right. Is it jerky?
A tiny little bit. Play it one more time. This is Megan. She ran into DZ at the surprise secret Machine Gun Kelly show on Wednesday at Shank Hall. And listen to this.
She says she got an Am I the Jerk for us. What you say, Megan?
Me and my boyfriend work in Chicago, and he's working at O'Hare Airport. And I left him with no ride home to try to get in the MGK concert. Am I the jerk or not?
Do you need to be anonymous?
No, let it be known. Megan Bellingham, baby. Milwaukee all day, Southside.
Dude, her phone is blowing up, by the way, I'm sure right
now. I guarantee
it. But Megan, you are wild, girl. I mean, I'm impressed by how she doesn't care. That's impressive.
How long y'all been together? Oh, there's so many things
I need to know.
Whose whip was it, right?
Yeah.
Like, how old are y'all?
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call, because this is crazy. Is Megan the jerk for leaving her boyfriend in Chicago to come back? Oh, man.
What you think?
I think she's a jerk, but I don't know. But then I want to get her back, so I don't know. Like, have her back, not get her back. Like, I want to have your back, Megan.
You want to hold her down?
Yeah, I want to hold you down.
I don't want to answer.
I don't either, really. All right, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Megan on the South Side a jerk for leaving her boyfriend at the airport in Chicago where they work at O'Hare because she wanted to come back to Milwaukee to possibly get into the Machine Gun Kelly secret show on Wednesday?
Maybe.
That's the question today on Am I the Jerk? And Mike in Waukesha is hot.
Oh, no.
Mike.
What's going on?
Hey, she's not a jerk. Come on.
No, she's a big jerk. And I think the age thing plays into this a little bit. Like, maybe if they're real young or something like that, I can see some of these shenanigans. But if if I was that young, and then is it her car or his car that she took?
We don't know. Maybe DZ knows, but valuable. He's not going to tell us till the end, since he has a few
DZ,
other...
don't get all wrapped up. Don't get wrapped up in her problem.
But, my man. Like,
if that was my car and, like, my girlfriend took it up there, I'd be all petty. I'd get an Uber up there, and I'd take that car back, and I'd leave her there then.
Stranded, boy. Oh, you're getting petitions.
Yeah.
But if I was older and that happened, I'd be like sitting at home with a glass of wine, and I'd be waiting there. We're having a conversation when we get home. I don't know. So
having a conversation.
I have this picture of Mike in Waukesha just sitting there with a glass of wine on his recliner, like, uh-huh.
Oh, dude, all my buddies give me a hard time.
Welcome home.
I pictured him as a bourbon guy, but wine? Okay.
I don't know. It's the way he said he'd be waiting for her.
A glass of wine, said, oh, sit down. We've got a lot to discuss.
Hello. Welcome back to Waukesha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pinky out.
Pinky out. Mike, you're hysterical. Okay,
straight
so
jerk.
Mike says she's a jerk for leaving her boyfriend in Chicago. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, bye.
Later, man.
Wow.
All right, he kicks it off, and I get it. It depends on whose car it is. It depends on age, and it depends on whether you want me to answer those questions for you.
Fair enough. Well, let's go to Julie in Oak Creek, because she's not going the same way, I don't think.
Oh, no, Julie?
Nope, but she got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. We even saw her when we saw her. I don't know why my accent came out there, but we saw her at the Oak Creek Parade from 4th of July. Hey, Julie.
Morning.
Hey.
All right. You heard Mike. He said she's a big old jerk for leaving her boyfriend in Chicago.
Nope, not the jerk.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you want to argue a little bit? Why? Why you say not the jerk?
Yeah, why? Huh?
He's a big boy. He can put on his big girl panties, figure his stuff out, and guess what? She probably gave him a little something-something when he got home to make up for it.
Assumptions.
Hopefully.
You're assuming. It depends on, Julie, it depends on how long they've been together, okay? Let's be real.
I mean, well, if they're riding to Chicago to work together,
They're probably new. Yeah, you're right. They're still
new.
Riding together?
No, I figured they had been all the way to Chicago for work.
Wanting to be with your spouse all the time feels like a new thing to me.
I feel like this once you're comfortable. Maybe. I'm not spending all that time in a car with somebody I don't know like that.
Yeah. That's a jerk. She had an opportunity to do something really, really cool.
He's an adult.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. True. So, yeah, go for it.
It's not like she's leaving him every day.
People said on the text line, they work at the airport. He's got transportation. You guys.
He's going to catch a quick flight. Wait.
Or a train.
You think? Train? Bus? Maybe he caught a quick connect flight if they got miles, you know?
Somebody texted and said, Petty Mike is single, huh? You guys are crazy. Stop it.
Get off mic, man.
All right, Julie, you say not the jerk. We're split.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Appreciate
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Dang. What you really think? You know?
I think she was. I don't think she should have left her boyfriend in Chicago. But we also get experiences like this all the time. So had you said there was a very big celebrity in a secret show and I might get in, I might leave somebody. I don't know.
You might, you know.
I don't know. It depends on who it is.
And depending on how locked in the relationship is. If it's new, I don't think you would have left somebody.
Be fine.
Right? But if you've been dating for a little bit, they got it. They're big. They're cool.
Mike in Waukesha said he's married 13 years this year. He wrote in to let everybody know.
That's why he's petty.
Fine. Go to Luciano in Milwaukee. Luciano, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right,
Luciano. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. It's now that we're talking to you. Listen, you're the tiebreaker. How do you feel about that? Is she the jerk for leaving her boyfriend at the airport in Chicago so she could come to this show in Milwaukee? She left him working.
Be honest.
Look, she's definitely the jerk. Who knows? Maybe he got out like a little bit earlier and then he was stuck at the airport waiting for her, you know? But now let's say the roles were reversed here. Let's say he went to go see MGK and she stayed at work.
He's a dead man.
Exactly.
But you're also saying she's the jerk for kind of leaving her man.
I did say that. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk if she had the cojones to leave him, get an Uber. That's Beth in West Bend.
Either you get an Uber.
That's going to be an expensive Uber.
Somebody said, not the jerk. At least she informed him.
True.
Informed him, but did she even get in?
Yes. How you think we got the M out of the jerk? She was standing next to me at the show.
Then, I don't know. This is a little hard because.
Yeah.
It paid off.
It's not hard, though. It is what it is. I mean.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime, like Julie was saying.
She got in. She got into the show, which is crazy.
She achieved her mission.
Had she not gotten into the show, I would really go off on her.
I agree.
I can imagine the talk when they got home after work when she went back from home.
She didn't care. She was on a high.
He might have not been back yet.
She didn't care. He was still in Chicago
waiting for a ride. Who knows?
Said, I'll sleep here and work tomorrow. Screw it.
I'm just going to sleep under the underpass.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I'll just wait for her here tomorrow.
I can't get back to the south side. Damn it.
I only made it to Gurnee. Pick me up in the morning.
White Castle.
He's probably mad that he couldn't go with her.
Hey, that would be what would set me off. Be like, dang, could you have waited to see if I could get off work to come too? Like, I want to get into MGK.
Okay, Kat from Franklin texted in. Not the jerk. All relationships are scams. You do you, boo.
Damn. Okay, Kat.
And I didn't even write that and disguise myself as Kat. Thank you very much. Okay? I just want everybody to know that.
Sure?
Yeah. Right. It wasn't Allie's burner. It wasn't the burner.
I'm not sure, but who asked you, Luciano?
Luciano.
Last time you had that story, the whole time it was you.
Oh, he remembers.
Luciano remembers when I told the couch. I did this whole Am I the Jerk about was there a stain on the couch? And at the end, I said, it was me.
It was me. Fine.
Because I knew if I said it was me, nobody would. I wanted the real answer from the listeners. Today, it's not me. And you heard Megan. That was her voice. That was not me. DZ met her. This is a real story. I have nothing to do with this.
I'll play it again if you want.
Okay.
Megan's. Oh, don't worry. Megan's getting blown up right now, I'm sure.
Southside Megan.
She's definitely listening. She's definitely listening. 100%.
They're on the way to work. Hopefully the boyfriend's listening too, because she's a jerk.
They're still together.
Ooh.
All right,
they be acting petty.
Wait, Luciano. Now that we have the finale, it's going to be jerk. DZ, what else do we need to know about this? What did you not tell the listeners and I?
So it was her car.
It was. Okay. Okay.
They're in their 30s.
Oh, God.
In their 30s. Not
even
young.
Even worse.
Not young 30s.
Megan.
Yeah, yeah. And she really just like left. No situation. Didn't even care. Was like, I really got to go. You a big boy. You going to figure it out. Granted.
How long have they been together? Do we know?
That I don't know. Granted, from my understanding, he was pretty chill about it. He was like, okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really know if he was actually chill about it or if he's just a real chill guy?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. Millie from the South Side
texted
in.
Deep down, he was pretty upset that she just left him there.
Probably.
Maybe a little bit.
I would think. Millie said, she's a jerk, but I would do the same. Weppa! That's what Millie wrote in on our text line to 414-533-1037. You guys are funny. All right, Luciano, love you.
Appreciate you, man.
Love
much
you
love.
You guys have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
So they're in their 30s.
They're in their 30s.
It was her car. Okay, so we got the update.
They commute, I think, like 2 or 3 days a week.
Well,
it's not too bad.
It's worth it.
They're familiar enough with the city to where he wasn't 100% struck.
He had friends.
They got friends. They know people. They know their way around. And it's not like he was going to have too much trouble getting back.
Somebody said, that's those born in the 80s, live in the 90s kiddos. 100%.
Can't disagree.
You just don't care. You just go. You just figure
live.
It out.
You just live.
April in Waukesha texted in, not the jerk. That was a once in a lifetime experience. Hey, fine. It's a jerk, though.
I don't disagree. It was once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, it announced same day he pulled up. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Crazy. Oof. All right, we got to give away these tickets. Last set to 21 Pilots, and then Dumpster Fire Dating is back. I have an update on Harley Guy. Where was he in the mix of all of this with my hospital stay and everything that happened? I mean, have I even talked to him? You're damn right I have.
Harley's in hospitals?
He's going to be Harley Hospital Guy when this is all said and done. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Bet. All right. So 414-533-1037. First things first, 21 Pilots tickets. They're coming to AmFam Amphitheater. This is so exciting. They're coming next month. DZ has said on the air a big statement.
They are literally one of the best shows I have seen live.
And we keep hearing that from people that have won tickets and want to see them again. They are a great show, apparently.
I'm not a gas. Like, I'm not going to fake gas and tell you I'm like a super fan. I follow their careers. I listen to all the music. No, I had an opportunity to go to one of their shows and I went, yeah, I love live music. And when I was there, I had my arms folded looking around going, wow, this is legitness.
Should I take Hudson? Because I've been looking for a first concert idea for him and I feel like it needs to be appropriate because he's 11. Do you think that'd be a great one?
1,000%.
Oh, maybe that'll be his first show.
He'd love it.
I'm excited.
I think that'd be right up his alley. No
pun intended. I've never seen him. I'm assuming I'm going to have tickets, but...
Come on now.
We know people. All right, 414-533-1037. You guys make me want to go to this show. See? It's working, okay? We're going to go with caller. I'll do 23 again since it's on the 23rd of September. Good luck. Kiss FM. It's my karaoke song, DZ.
I didn't picture as you like a karaokeer.
Come
on. Nah, for real.
Oh, I love it. When I get a few drinks, it's on, dude. Mm-mm. Me and Natalie in Menominee Falls did that karaoke together, that song. I'll never forget it. Best day ever. All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we're giving away our last set of tickets to see 21 Pilots at AmFam Amphitheater on September 23rd.
It's going to be lit.
On the phone right now, Shanna is in Caledonia, and we're going to call it Caledonia, not Calabama. Sorry, Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan.
Hey, Shanna.
Do you
hear Ryan call in all the time and call it Calabama?
Yes, I do.
Do you like Calabama or do you prefer Caledonia?
How do you feel about that?
Oh, whatever.
She doesn't care.
Okay, well then what's Calabama doing this morning then?
What's happening?
Oh, I'm just on my way to work.
That sucks. Why? You could have lied and been like,
it's all good. It's Friday.
Okay. Fair enough.
And not only is it Friday, you're going to see 21 Pilots, Shanna.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much. Aww. This is awesome.
This is awesome. I'm so happy for you. I'm excited for you. You ever seen him in concert?
No.
Oh,
first timer.
Can't wait to hear your feedback afterwards. You got to call us and tell us what you thought.
She's going to become a repeat
offender. Okay, sounds good.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, somebody is going to be in touch with you. Have a great time at the show. Maybe we'll see you there, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Love you guys.
We love you back.
I love our listeners. The way they say, I love you.
I've been getting all, like, cute.
They're just so sweet.
Oh, I don't even do this with my kids.
Love talking you. About, oh, love I know. You. I didn't even tell Owen and Hudson I love them this much.
I mean, I tell my kids I love them. But you know, but like, it's
well,
like.
I do, but not this
it's
much.
It's like the weird little, like. Love you.
I think we're closer with the listeners than our own kids.
Chill out.
I'm kidding.
You're funny.
All right, Dumpster Fire Dating is coming up next. I have an update on Harley Guy.
You better give us an update right now.
Sorry. Give me, 3.5 minutes. How about that? I will tell you enough time to switch over to the Odyssey app or wherever you got to go. Going to work. Dumpster Fire Dating's next.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Why do I always get hot when I talk about my dating life?
Say, why are you sweating over there?
I'm like fanning myself.
You good?
No.
Too bad.
Where do we? Okay, so where do we even go from here? It has been a crazy week. We left off on Friday, thinking I was going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know when I was going to meet Harley Guy, if ever.
Yep. But I said, get on the Harley.
Yeah.
At least let him take you around the block.
That didn't even happen because my whole weekend went to hell when I ended up in the hospital. And so when I posted that I was okay, he sent me a red heart, and I was like, well, that's romantic.
Could have sent a yellow one for well-being.
No, red works. So he's like, are you okay? I'm like, I am now.
Yeah.
But he's like, what happened? And I was like, well, where do I start? So last night we started messaging again. It was the first time we had messaged in like a week.
Since everything went down.
Since everything went down.
He first checked in on you and said, are you good?
Yeah. And I wrote him and I was like, I hope you didn't forget about me.
Dang, vroom, vroom.
He was like, of course not. What's going on?
He said, I was just probably trying to give you space or what?
Well, imagine, you know, it was just a weird scenario.
You never even really met this
guy
yet.
I don't know this guy.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you see that you've had a medical emergency.
Like,
he's probably going,
no thanks. I'm good.
Whoa.
I don't want to be involved in this crazy, right? So the good news is it's all worked out, and now I'm starting to kind of feel like myself again. I went to the doctor. I'll talk more about that next week, everything the doctor said, but I'm going to be okay, and I'm starting to feel more confident about the answers I'm getting, okay?
I love that for you.
And everything's going to be fine. So I'm messaging with him, and he's like, didn't forget about you. So my girlfriend comes over last night, my friend Shelly, and just to visit me and check on me, you know? And we sat and talked for a few hours, and I go, well, I need to show you somebody. There's a guy, and he's actually older than me. And she goes, what?
What?
Because they keep telling me, go older, not younger.
I know, you've told me this.
And she's like, he's older? I'm like, well, only a couple years. But he's older. And she goes, oh. So I pull him out. I show her, and she goes, oh, my God. I go, isn't he hot? I go, I'm not trying to be like.
So it was a positive reaction.
Oh, yeah. She was like, and I go, and now I'm nervous.
She said, does he have a brother?
She's married, so she did not ask that. But
Shelly, my bad.
Shelly's married to Steve, remember?
I was like, my bad, Shelly.
You know
Shelly. My bad, right.
But anyway, and you know Steve too, DZ. But she's like, oh, and I said, I'm nervous. I actually am nervous to go out with him. And she goes, that's a good sign. And I go, it is? And she goes, yeah, normally you don't care. Normally you come in, you go, hey, I got a date. I'm going out with this guy.
Fair.
We'll see how it goes. This guy didn't. This went great.
But goes, you feel a little nervous. I thought it was more nerves about the bike, though.
Well, that too. But I can push that. I don't have
you
to
don't
get
have
on
to
his
get on
bike,
the bike. Right.
But I'm a little nervous about meeting him.
About meeting
him. He's handsome. He's tall. He is interesting. Like, I'm sure the shoe will drop any minute and his wife will pop up.
No. Don't set yourself up.
I'm not trying to be pessimistic.
Don't set yourself up.
But, you know, everything appears to be okay. So I need to meet this guy, but I'm nervous. Which is, Shelly said, is crazy because I'm never nervous. And I'm like,
I don't think I'd realize you were nervous about just like even meeting the guy.
I'm nervous about him liking me back. I don't usually have that reaction. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Normally I'm like, whatever. I'll see if I like you. Well, and I don't care if you like me. But now I'm like, is he going to like me?
Did you have that feeling before everything went down at the hospital and your weekend? So you had that feeling of like, oh, I'm nervous to meet this guy because, you know, whatever.
Like a too good to be true almost. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
With this guy?
Because I was wondering, almost if you had a tiny lapse of security after having a hospital stay going, you know, genuinely, wow, this guy, we don't know each other. He sees that I had some crazy experience.
He's going to run.
I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
He's obviously not going to. He's
why
got zero
he be,
investment.
Yeah, why would he do have anything to do with
he's
me?
He's about to hop on his Harley and hit it. I'm never hearing from this guy again.
He'll be fine.
I thought maybe that's what made you nervous or maybe after. No, but you had that feeling before.
I did.
Mm.
So then I was like, so I'm showing her and I'm like, he's so cute. And oh my goodness. She's like, Allie. I'm like, ah. So that's where I'm at, DZ. I'm like, ah.
Okay, well, you said y'all talked last night.
Last
right?
night, and he was like, well, you're the busy one. I was like, well, when are we going to get together what now?
What'd he say?
I'll tell you next. Hold on.
Lord have mercy.
I'll tell you next. Hold on.
He's will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Where were we?
we had just left off on where you was going with hospitals and Harleys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I met this guy, rides a Harley, which scared me because I don't like Harleys because I've never been on one. And I had a traumatic experience in high school. It wasn't really traumatic. I'm being dramatic, but
it was a dramatic experience in high school.
So I met this guy and I'm just totally intrigued by him. So I said, he said, well, when are you available? You're the busy one. I'm like, I'm back. So now I got to set up a date with this guy.
Where'd the conversation leave off last with y'all?
It ended with him asking if I was okay, you know.
Which expresses concern.
Yeah,
that's
what was
nice.
Going on. I told him, I said, okay, I'm going to be okay. Everything's fine. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm glad you're feeling better and everything turned out. So I'm like, yeah. So when are you able to get together?
So wait.
So we don't have anything set up yet.
There's nothing set up.
I sent the last, when should we hang out? Because he said, you're the busy one. Then I said, well, when are you available? And that was the last. And that was like early this morning. So.
Did he send you flowers?
How he wouldn't know my address?
I don't know. He could have asked. You know, could have tried to figure it out.
Oh, you think he should have. Oh.
Why'd he do all that? I mean, an emoji's cute.
Mm.
But he could have sent you flowers to let you know it's real.
How come he ain't send you no flowers?
I love this how my friend's like, what's his name? Hmm? I'm like, you don't know him.
Hmm? Where's that at, man?
You think he should have sent me flowers?
After something traumatic like that, aww, if he was still interested and wanted to make sure that you knew that he was still interested, I think game would have begot the fact that my man should have sent you, or at least tried to send you flowers.
I've never even met him.
That's why it's even more game.
If I had met him, that might be different.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, man, because I think you gave him an inkling when you were like, yeah, you know, don't forget about me.
I said, did you forget about me? He's like, no.
And he said, nah, that was the perfect moment for him to be like, as a matter of fact, I was trying to figure out how to send you some flowers, girl.
Aw, that would have been sweet.
Yeah, see, but he missed his opportunity. He ain't sent you no flowers. Now if he tries to send you flowers, it's because he heard me talking about it. Mm-hmm. And you can't take game and use it, man. He lost points with me.
Really?
He lost points
with
me.
I'm going to tell him that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, my co-host said, you didn't handle this correctly.
Yeah. You tell him I'm 10 toes on
and
it,
and I'll be waiting for flowers. And when I get those, then I'll go out with you.
And they better not be roses, because that's too weird, my guy. But some daisies, some sunflowers, maybe some hydrangeas.
Hey, I can accept I'm ready for the romance. Sweep me off my feet. That's what I told my friend Shelly last night. I go, I'm ready. I go, I am ready to be swept off my feet. Let's go. And I go, and that's a big statement for coming from Allie.
Well, then my man needs to take notes.
Let's go.
All
right, well, next week I'll tell you if I met him or not. How's that?
I hope he's listening.
I hope he is too, but he's probably not. 103.7 Kiss FM. Your wife is not. Aaron,
she's
no.
She's one of them. She might not be right there, but she's at the doorstep and she's ready to step through any second.
This might be my first fight with your wife.
It wouldn't be my first. So if you need backup, let me know.
103.7 Kiss FM. I need backup. Yes, I do. Because I'm a little upset. And I think it's way too soon for this. Are we really doing this? Did I really see Spirit Halloween pop up? Did I really see the pumpkin spice come in? We're here, DZ.
Yes, you did.
Can I get my kids to school first?
No, you cannot.
Can
apparently.
I get through Labor Day first?
Can we get through back to school sales first?
Jesus!
I've seen pumpkins in places where I shouldn't be seeing pumpkins. And that place is my front yard. We've got pumpkins growing in our front yard aggressively already.
Why do you have pumpkins? You have pumpkins in your yard growing?
This happened like a year and a half ago. Remember when I was going to Connect Chiropractic still?
Yeah.
They let me take the giant pumpkin that they had. I wanted it.
Wait, I remember that.
I took the giant pumpkin home and we put it in our yard and it was great. And then the season changed, the pumpkin disintegrated, and we looked and went, maybe we'll get some pumpkins.
Are you kidding? It actually grew?
It's growing pumpkins. And
here comes your wife.
I think they're going to be big. I think they're going to be big pumpkins.
Oh, she says I fight people. Sorry, I'm fighting with your wife now on a text.
Oh,
unbelievable.
She's scrappy. Yeah, that's why I said, let me know if you need backup.
Aaron, it's not time for Halloween yet. Time for fall. It's not time. Chill out.
My wife started growing pumpkins in June. I was out there.
I know this about her.
Laid up in bed, not able to move, and she went, we planted pumpkins.
Oh, jeez.
Why?
And they worked.
They planted pumpkins. They planted pumpkins in the backyard, and then we already had the ones that are misfit growing in the front yard.
Aww.
I'll show you a picture.
I want to see them, actually.
It is a huge pumpkin patch. No, you think
you
I'm playing.
You have a pumpkin patch for real you did that?
It is a giant pumpkin patch, and I wasn't expecting it.
414-533-1037.
Look at how giant that is.
Let me see your phone. Who are these psychos that are already, you know, ready for Halloween? And oh my gosh.
That's giant, is it not?
You have a pumpkin patch.
I'll post it. We're going to get pumpkins this year. Wow, you might just not have to go to a patch.
It looks beautiful. Your garden looks amazing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know you got a green thumb, but I mean, seriously, this is unbelievable, you guys. I cannot handle it. Spirit Halloween is open, or whatever it's called, because I was with Hudson. He asked me to take him to the Lego store in Brookfield. There's a Lego store for figures and like figurines right by Five Guys.
Oh, the Fig store.
Yes. So he's like, hey, will you take, there's like an Ulta there and a Ross. Center in Brookfield on Blue Mound. Blue Mound and Calhoun. Thank you. I don't know why I said thank you, because I thought of it myself, but you know.
Like, you're welcome.
I was having it out loud, my thoughts. So Hudson wanted to go to the Lego store.
Word.
So we went in there the other day and we walked out and I go, hold on. Spirit Halloween is right next store. And I thought it was just like the sign. Yeah, and then I watched people walk in. I go, are you kidding me?
No. Hold on.
People went in. Like, people were going into Spirit Halloween.
They had to be employees.
This was like, yeah.
No, it had to be people getting ready to get the store open.
Nope.
Because there's no way that, no.
It's open.
No.
It's open. If I see and I'm sure the giant pumpkin's going to appear now at State Fair Park, and I'm really going to lose it.
Well,
once they clear it out, that's what I'm saying.
Can I tell you something that makes me really realize that I think we're wrong and we are here?
We're not wrong.
One of my neighbors, and I'm not going to out who they are.
Okay.
And we drive past their house every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't notice this until after the floods over the weekend. So
yeah.
I went, maybe it's because they don't have all of the equipment. Maybe they had some losses. They've got their dang help me Halloween blood drippy looking curtains.
Come on.
They got the curtains up on the windows. And I had a half second where I went, maybe it's because they had, you know, the drapes got ruined in the flood or in the rain, or maybe that's their only option right now, right? Maybe. Everybody lost.
You're trying to make an excuse for why on earth you would have Halloween stuff out.
A lot of people lost a lot of things in the flood. Maybe they didn't have another curtain to put up. And my wife went, no. They're ready for it.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, Summerween, it's a thing now. No, it's not.
No, I've never heard that in my life,
Natalie,
and I'm going to pretend like I did just now.
The Gus played a free show in Menominee Falls last night and then came and partied at the bar with us. Okay, that was just a side note. Thank you. That was the coolest. Thank you for sharing. But she said, Summerween.
I will give you Christmas in July. I'll let you have that. I will. Six months ahead, sure.
Even though it doesn't make sense? Okay.
Take it. You not going all of a sudden slide in some Summerween and call us something cutesy and demure and assume that I'm just going to say cool. No, I'm going to fight you. No.
Let's pick up a line.
No.
Screw it. Let's go to the phones because Sarah in Maguanago texted it and said they're putting Christmas out at the Dollar General here in Maguanago. Nope.
Stop
she said
it.
Too soon.
No, you need to stop.
My neighbors had their Christmas trees out yesterday and I said, what are you doing? They were luckily cleaning from the flood and they put them back away. And I said, if you are putting your Christmas tree out, I'm not talking to you.
That's different. We were about to cut relationships.
It was because of the flood. They were clearing out the basement, thank God. I know, I was for real done with them. I don't care if they saved my life. All right. Hey, Kiss FM, who's this?
Good morning.
You got Chris. How you guys doing?
Chris. Wait, Chris in Greenfield?
Yup, this is Chris in Greenfield.
People love your voice. What up, Chris? Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Well, I was doing fine until I saw Spirit Halloween open in Brookfield, and then I lost it.
And then you saw my pumpkin patch really thriving.
Unbelievable.
Chris? Yeah, no. My wife is definitely one of those Halloween fanatics. Last week is when she went to Spirit Halloween and noticed it was open.
Girl,
TJ Maxx, Marshalls, you know, all the Halloween decorations and all the half price. Yeah, she's already stocking up.
All the table
put up
skirts.
Decorations in our house.
What's your wife's name again, Chris?
That's Talia in Greenfield.
Talia?
Leah,
what's wrong with you, girl? Girl!
I love spooky season!
Girl,
what?
Too soon!
Still 80
something. Says nothing when they're playing Christmas music in a month in the stores.
Girl, my air's on! It's lower than it's ever been!
I sweat when I get up out the shower still. There's nothing spooky. The only thing spooky about that is the fact that I don't dry off fast enough, bro.
Girl, I shut the curtains
spooky.
When the sun comes in, it's that hot. I shut the curtains!
No, nobody's going to be wearing a witch outfit in no 80-degree weather. It is not Halloween time yet.
Amen, Chris.
Let her out the car and you come over here, man. Drop her off and pull up, man. You know where your people are at. Drop her off and pull up.
Bye, Leah. We'll see you soon, Chris.
Later, y'all.
Y'all
love you guys. Bye.
Love you guys, man.
Kat in Milwaukee said, I work in retail and we've been getting Halloween for a few weeks now. I love Halloween. Well, that makes one of us, Kat.
When we get there, we get there. But please let it drop below 70 degrees before we do any of that. Please, I'm begging.
Jessica in Hartford texted in, Halloween is forever. Fall is the only season that matters. Girl, bye.
These are the people with pumpkin tattoos, not just pumpkin spice lattes. Okay?
They're obsessed. They have they're the ones that have the Halloween party that you go to.
Every year.
Like clockwork.
In no question, you know it's going to be themed. You know you got to wear a costume, and you know you probably don't even want to.
Somebody said, why is the energy... Oh, this is Carrie in Waukesha, our girl. She said, why is the energy for having Halloween decor up early much different than Christmas? Give me spooky season starting in October. No. October, she called it. No, I'm telling you, they both suck.
I love spooky season. I'm not saying I don't. I technically will choose spooky over Christmas.
Really?
Any day of the week, for sure.
Hmm.
But there's a time and a place, and it's not now. If you are aggressively out here begging for a pumpkin spice latte, how hurt are you? You know, who hurt you?
Well, they are good. Allie? Sorry. I'm a pumpkin girly, but not till fall.
Allie, where did them Uggs come from?
Allie? Where did the Uggs come from?
Okay, my bad. You know, we're going to talk to you guys next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
We're talking about what is wrong with you people that are already celebrating Halloween, that have already been in the Halloween store. I don't get down with you. You have an issue.
I really try to be positive, but this is it's still 80 plus on a regular basis.
Can I get my kids to school? Can I buy them a new backpack before you have me thinking about Halloween?
Please. Can I at least get in the pool once this summer before we start talking about fall?
Can I put them on the bus once and breathe and then think about Halloween?
I want to go to the Princeton Club at least once, Preston. Let me swim once.
I can't believe your wife's one of these people. We just found out DZ's got a whole pumpkin patch in his front yard now because they planted a pumpkin last summer for fun, and look at you now.
We didn't plant it. We just let it disintegrate there in magic.
It's impressive.
We did this to ourselves, and I think it was my wife's plan the whole time. I was just too foolish to see it.
Okay, well, it's too soon, so let's start with Emily in Milwaukee, our girl.
Oh, snap.
She's a
homie.
Teacher. She's been sleeping in all summer. We haven't heard from her much. She's coming back to life. Hey,
good
Emily.
Morning.
Hi,
morning.
Almost time for school.
Yep. That's me.
Welcome back. So don't tell me you're one of these people who loves Halloween in August, okay?
No.
Girl.
Okay, not Halloween, but fall. I think that's a different story.
That's fine, but Emily, it's too hot out.
Well, yeah, but I'll put out, my decorative pumpkins. Not my jack-o'-lantern ones, but, just the...
Oh, the fall. She's ready for harvest. Oh, she's ready for harvest, because there's a difference.
Yeah. I won't put my Halloween stuff out right away, other than my ghost that stays up all year round.
Okay,
but
you know what? I'll be honest, and I'll say, if you walked in right now and you handed me a pumpkin spice coffee, I would drink it because I love pumpkin spice, but I would do it all year, is my point.
Exactly.
So it's nothing to do with...
You like the flavor of pumpkin spice.
I like the flavor. I love pumpkin bread. I mean, I get down with it. Like, yes.
Year round.
I'll order keto pumpkin muffins. I mean, I'm dedicated to pumpkin.
So it's not just seasonal for you.
No, but this is ridiculous. I don't need Spirit Halloween up yet. Mm-mm. I don't need to see your pumpkin patch. I don't need to see blood on the windows with your fake blood for Halloween. Like, I'm good right now.
Put the curtains up.
It's too much.
Put the pumpkins away.
Yeah.
And please respect the fact that we've still got Labor Day to go.
Honest to God, you guys, after Labor Day, have at it.
I'm not putting my pumpkins away. They're staying out right
Dang
now.
Dang it, Emily.
Hey. Oh, you 10 toes.
Dang it.
Those will come out in October.
Fine.
There's the cute little pumpkins, those are staying out.
They can come out in September.
The cornucopia's got to go.
They just can't come out in August.
I go back to work next week, so I did it this week. So.
Oh, excuses.
Oh, well, you know what? Now I can't say anything because you're a teacher about to go back to work, and if I do, so you had to do
had
to do.
That's her. She was like, well, this was my downtime to do it before I really got busy back at work. Dang, well, now I feel bad,
bro. Emily, so is that honestly when you start back at work and as a teacher, is that truly when you feel like summer, you just check out of summer? Is that it for you?
School starts in the fall. That's how it's always been since I was a kid.
Unbelievable.
Okay. I hate that.
But it makes sense.
I hate that it's making sense and making me agree. I'm just going to stay quiet.
Listen, there's nothing I love more than the smell of the dew on the grass in the fall. Like, it smells like you're getting up for the first day of school.
I do not.
The nostalgia, man. All the nostalgia.
Now we're getting nostalgic?
Oh, wait, never mind. Gotta go, Emily.
Emily, we gotta hang up on you before you flip Allie to the dark side. Bye.
Bye.
We love you.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's go to Danielle in Butler. We're talking about how there's already Halloween stuff out. It's too soon. I'm overwhelmed. Can't even get my kids to school.
Apparently not.
Can I get them on a bus?
Nope.
Something?
Not unless it's pumpkin spice.
Labor Day needs to happen first.
Thank you, Danielle. Amen.
I'm all for spooky season, but Labor Day needs to happen first.
Like,
get into the burr months.
Thank you. 2 weeks.
Get into the burr months. Get into the burr months.
Burr months. And it gets even, and now it takes so much longer to get cold. It almost doesn't even get cold till November, December now. And then we have winter through like March, April.
It'd be 50 degrees through until January sometimes.
Dude,
man, come on now.
I got married 15 years ago in November. It was like 70 degrees. I don't think of November as a cold month at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Not much.
And then April will be like 14 degrees.
That's what I'm saying. It's freezing until June and then we're back.
Yep.
And we're here we go.
I like it. No, Danielle, honestly, I think you nailed it right there, bro. Let's get to
Labor Day.
Then September, October, November. Then let's get to the burr months.
You know what? We haven't really looked at this. Because I haven't looked ahead, because why would I? Halloween, you guys, is on a Friday this year.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, snap.
Uh-oh.
Who's having a party? like, no party. I'm like, who's having a party?
And all of a sudden, Allie's now
I'm back. I cannot believe it. I am not the only one who had to call 911 this week. Look out, everybody. I
mean, for sure, for sure. But why did somebody else call 911 besides you?
There was a 911 call because a Brewers fan called because he wanted a free burger. You know how we get free burgers when the Brewers win from George Webb?
Yeah, I mean, they're
apparently
on the 12th Street.
This guy, listen to this. Can you hear this?
Called 911 because they won't give him his free burgers for the Brewers game today. He was advised the game wasn't over yet. Not sure if the subject's still standing by.
Well, the game wasn't over, technically.
Over, and the guy's calling 911 because they won't give him a burger yet.
He said, I want my burger. The game's done. We already won.
He didn't see the post. He went to the George Webb, and he tried to claim the burger. He called 911 because he wasn't able to receive it. Obviously, no crime was found to be committed, and George Webb moved on with their life.
Only crime was him being impatient, bro. He was a whole inning ahead and a whole day.
George Webb reportedly ordered 25,000 pounds of beef to give away 100,000 burgers next week.
Oh, no. This whole promotion is extremely active. So, I mean, the Brewers are high. You got to respect
it. I haven't gotten the back in the day when the Brewers would do this, they'd win 12 in a row. George Webb would like drop off, you know, burgers at the station to remind us that they give out free burgers when this happened.
Oh, those were the days.
Where are you at? I know our coworkers like, come on, George Webb.
They came in here thinking we actually had George Webb burgers. They say, what y'all said, wait, we about to call the cops next.
Honest to God. Well, 911's been very busy this week in southeastern Wisconsin.
And that is not the most crime that I'm worried about at the moment, man. I'm sorry, but
I love this so much. You know that somebody. I got to play this over and over. Please, keep it up.
Free burgers for the Brewers game today. Was advised the game wasn't over yet. Not sure if the subject's still standing by.
So that's the cop audio, obviously.
They call the subject. I love it.
I'm sorry.
I love it. All right.
I don't want to be dismissive about this individual, but it usually means these are people in certain conditions in life.
Hungry.
Thank you, John, our coworker. Right? He's hangry.
He might be a little hangry. And who knows what state of mind he's in, right? Maybe all he saw was free burger George Webb's, and he pulled up because he knows George Webb's is 24 hours. So he was expecting the burger to be ready to go as soon as the game was done. So he pulled up early.
I want to know what George Webb this was at, because surely somebody knows. 414-533-1037, because you know I'm nosy like that.
I'm going to say it was the one off of Oakland.
There's too many to guess. Well, actually, there's not that many anymore.
They close a bunch.
I can think of three near me, though.
It wasn't on this side of town.
You don't think?
Nah, I'm going to say it was maybe the one off of Oakland. Maybe a college-age student a little wonky off the evening and went, where's my George Webb's burger?
Dude. Yeah. To be a 911 operator, someone called because they didn't get their free George Webb.
I got a friend that's a 911 operator.
And?
They've gotten some interesting calls.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think I can share the stories, to be honest. I don't know if that's
legality or not. It's probably not legal.
But we will. But
yeah.
Oh, boy. They get paid handsomely.
Carl and Indy, go away. He said, I've heard the burgers are overrated. Leave us alone, Carl.
Carl, what? Nobody's asking
you
about nothing.
I thought you were a Brewers fan.
Man.
Emily texted in from Milwaukee. She said it happened in Waukesha. Blue Mountain location. Say less, people. Say less.
I don't know if they wanted the location outed like that, but too late.
Too late. See you soon.